Like the other recall elections this summer, the race between Olson and Clark was born out of this winter's battle over union bargaining rights. But at a recent debate in Portage, the words collective bargaining and union are never spoken by either candidate. The issue is alluded to, repeatedly. Clark describes Olson's vote in favor of Governor Scott Walker's collective bargaining bill as a sign that a once moderate senator has lost his way.
Quite honestly, Senator Olson, you were among the senators who many hoped would be that moderate compromising influence that could have found a path forward out of a historic conflict. But we did not find that path forward, and we find ourselves here tonight.
Senator Olson says it's never easy to make tough decisions, but Republicans made them, and Wisconsin is better for it.
We needed to step up and, as I say, put our big boy pants on and make some tough decisions. We are here because I believe we made those decisions. And time will prove that Wisconsin is in a much better place than it was when we took office.
Both candidates steer the conversation towards schools. Clark repeatedly hits Olson for his support of taxpayer-funded voucher schools in Milwaukee County and now in Racine. Neither location is in Olson's Senate district. Clark says it peels students and resources away from the public school system.
And when I talk to voters at home, I can't find very many people who think that's a good idea.
Senator Olson, prior to this February, was one Republican that Democrats would publicly praise for his support of schools. Olson says that support hasn't changed. There's just not as much money now.
I have said for a number of years that how we educate children is not fiscally sustainable. You know, sometimes you say things and you hope, well, someday when I'm long gone, that will come home to roost. Unfortunately, it's here right now.
Democrats have hammered Olson for supporting an $800 million cut to schools in the recent budget. Olson says the collective bargaining changes helped schools absorb the cut and prevent layoffs. Both candidates talk about this election in broad terms. Clark says voters think state government is no longer being run democratically.
What's at stake now and the reason these recall elections are occurring is much more than displeasure over one vote.
Olson says it's all about the future of the state.
This recall is about the direction of the state of Wisconsin, and we cannot make a U-turn.
If recent polls are accurate, there are very few undecided voters in the Senate race. That's true in the audience at this debate, where Paul Wade of Endeavor is wearing a Luther Olson button. What does he think this election is about?
The budget repair bill. That's all it's about.
Wade sits on a county board and says the changes to collective bargaining will help them cut labor costs to balance their budget.
I think it's tremendous what they've done down in Madison.
Clark supporter Beverly Sinopel says measures like the collective bargaining plan and a new voter ID law are, quote, draconian. Her frustration is with Governor Scott Walker, but she has no sympathy for Olson.
He didn't say to Walker, listen, no, I disagree with you. He went lockstep with him. So he's got to reap what he's sowing, you know.
Olson was first elected to the state assembly in 1994 and to the state senate in 2004. Clark won his assembly seat in 2008. Whoever wins this recall election could be back on the campaign trail soon to defend the senate seat for next year's general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.